Meditation 5. Consider the members of a club. If you know their members, you cannot predict their personality traits. Because of the way new members are elected, all you know is that each new member was proposed by one or more members already in the club and that no member blackballed him. On the other hand, if you know there is such a club and you want to find out who are the members, the only way to find out is by asking. The defining attribute of a member of a club is that he is a member of that particular club. The members already in the club have agreed that the new member shall be a member of the club. The defining attribute of a club member is that he can say that he is a member if you ask him. If you are a member of the club and know all the members by sight, the defining attribute of a club member is that you will recognize him. If a man is a club member only because other men have agreed to call him a club member, there is little point in anyone in the club or outside refusing to recognize an elected member. Since membership in the club is a social convention, the category club member is likewise a social convention. It is a behavioral pattern of the community in which the club exists, and that community consists of all the people who know it exists. This is a community which anyone can enter. But if the observer has not been informed by somebody that the person in question has been classified as a member, can he know that the person in question has been so classified? Yes. He knows by the situation in which he finds him, which is itself a social convention. There is a basic pattern of behavior by which the club servants conduct themselves toward the club members, a pattern also adopted toward guests. For a guest is a temporary member. The doorman does not treat the guest as a member until he knows he is a guest. His behavior alters as soon as he is sure. His job is to guard the door and refuse admittance to anyone who is neither a guest nor a member, and as with the doorman, our decision is also a matter of convention. The doorman shifts his social role when he has determined that the stranger is a guest. So when we learn, we shift our social role and recognize the person as either a guest or a member.